You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today via Zoom, I have Abraham Hogans in Kearney, Nebraska. Abraham, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good and getting better. How about yourself, Brandon?
Well, I cannot complain. Just recently celebrated my birthday, got a new kid. There's just so much going on in my life, but I'm glad that we were able to take the time and do this podcast. So a little history, Abraham and I got to be at the meeting the first time that he got into or that he visited a BNI chapter, got to know him and was a pretty stand-up type of guy, just from my first impression. But then as we did our last round of leadership training, he kind of spent a whole day in Lincoln, and I got to have him in a lot of my trainings too, as far as support roles go and things on those lines. So I would safely say, Abraham, you kind of jumped in with 2 feet with your BNI membership. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And so on Facebook, I catch his motivational things from time to time, and we chatted a little bit about that, and we follow some of the same people for motivation. But what I want to talk about today is a little bit of what BNI has done for Abraham's business, which is Hammers for Hire. They're exterior specialists. And then their chapter did kind of a cool competition that I wanted to share on here because I think it's a good idea for other chapters to take that on. So, Abe, why don't you just start with telling us a little bit of what BNI has done for your business personally?
Yeah, and so we kind of chatted a little bit before, and I mentioned how when I first came to a meeting, I kind of lived by the philosophy by Zig Ziglar of if you help enough others win, you automatically win. And so I seen that, and I kind of lived my life that way. Started into business, and then met this group of BNI members, and they kind of live by that philosophy of give and gain, and so that fit right into what I was doing already. So I automatically wanted to be a part of it. But not only the idea of reciprocity and giver's gain, but just the idea of doing business better and a better way of business, the follow-ups, the one-to-ones, getting to know your customers, the warm leads, all that really has compounded my business quite a bit, and I'm thankful for that. So it's been good.
Good. And as we chatted, I remembered Abraham coming in kind of as that handyman. And I think the exterior specialist at the time was held up by another member in the chapter. So I believe that person left, and that gave you the opportunity to be more of a specialist versus the general. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that's been a benefit?
Yeah. So I kind of started 10 years ago, pretty much doing anything that I could. I'd say yes to everything. And continue with that, and then as I grew, trying to find more of a specialized trade, and then being a part of BNI, which listening to the podcast, reading some of Ivan's stuff, being a jack of all trade works, and you can make a living that way, but it is better when you narrow it down and you can specialize and know your product and know your trade very well. So just kind of that has rounded it off for me, sharpening my edge as far as being specialized in exterior. And so just kind of being around the environment of other professionals and seeing that they're focused on a one track and specialized, very beneficial for business. And so that's kind of what I caught on with the members and the trainings and the audios. And so that's where I went.
That's something I get to see in chapters, and it's a scarcity mindset. People think that if they lock themselves into one specific thing, that all those other things aren't going to get any attention. And I always talk about in trainings, you know, do what you enjoy and what's going to make you more money, and talk about that at the chapter, because if people are going to work hard to find you referrals, make it the referrals you want, not necessarily just any business that you might need, because chances are you're going to get that connection or the opportunity to talk about those other things when you're doing that assessment with your referral or the customer and seeing what they need. And then that's your opportunity to really open up your book of everything you do, where to be a specialist and to get those specific referrals, the members know exactly what you are looking for. They know exactly what they need to refer you out to, where we say, you know, anybody, when you ask for a referral, anybody's too broad. Well, when you say that I do anything in my business, right? I can fix anything. well, that's too broad, and we don't narrow it down in our heads to think, oh, well, I know my mom needs this service, and Abraham would do that, so perfect, versus if you have the opportunity to do some work for a referral, and like I said, open up that book of what other things you do, then you can get those other, I don't know, jobs, if you will. But I have to share the story. When I was visiting the chapter last, Abraham told me, you know, I took on a kitchen remodeling job, and a lot of you know that's kind of my background. And kind of looked at him and said, well, how'd that go? And he goes, yeah, probably going to be doing that anytime soon again. And I get it. It's those who specialize, they do what they do well. And I know Abraham's very talented and he can do those things. But I love your story of specializing and focusing on that in the chapter. And hopefully you are getting more results with that because it's been proven. The more specific you are, the more referrals you'll get for that. So your chapter took on a challenge. I believe it was called the Power of One Challenge, and you are one of the winners that was in this Power of One. And they made cups. It's awesome. They figure, what's one thing everybody brings to a morning meeting? Well, it's a coffee cup. And so they made nice thermal cups. And I was actually honored to have or to receive one at my last visit. So thank you guys for that. But Abraham, tell us a little bit about what the competition was and what you did to earn that award.
So the Power of One, as I'm sure the listeners know, it is one referral a week, one one-to-one, show up to a meeting, and a CEU of some sort. I believe I'm catching them all there. And so what it was is just an incentive just to kind of get people to moving in those, do more one-on-ones, do more CEUs, and get more visitors to the meetings. And so I just did those. I love podcasts. I'm listening to them all the time. And so that was an easy one for me. And then the referrals, that comes and goes. I mean, you get those and you don't sometimes. But with the one-to-ones, you start to get more referrals because you're able to get to know the members a little bit better, what they do. And it's easier for you because you become friends and you build a good rapport. So that makes it easier to refer them to your friends that you already gained trust with. So the referral started going up once the one-to-one started going up. And so the downfall, or not the downfall, but I guess the hurdle became guests and visitors. Mm-hmm. So I listened to a podcast a while back, and of course they mentioned that we're not necessarily looking for new members, which we are. Also, if you bring a guest, the chances of them doing business with other members inside our chapter goes up greatly because they're getting exposure to all the members. And so I started thinking of it that way, like, geez, who can I just bring to meet my new friends? I mean, we got 20 professionals in the group and all have something to offer to somebody. And so what a great way just to start introducing more people and build our network as a group there. And so that's kind of the way I looked at it, started bringing more guests that way. And it took off the pressure of looking for that right member. And just bringing somebody to get exposure to BNI because it's a great group. And I think a lot of times I don't leverage it enough. That's kind of how I got the guest part of that out of the way and did the 4 weeks consecutive and got the award there.
Awesome. And that was one challenge I had too, is I didn't want to bring a visitor unless I knew they were joining. Like I wanted to sponsor that member and have them in there. And when I took that pressure off and just said, you know what? No, I have mixed feelings about the statement, but you really are doing a business owner a favor by bringing them into BNI, especially if they see the value of it and they're ready to take on the giver's game philosophy themselves, then you really did do them a favor. But not every visitor you're going to bring is going to join. And you need to remember that. And that's okay. That's perfectly okay. Because it might be down the road that they change businesses and now they need it for their business, or they recommend another person that it fits better for to come to the meeting. And I've seen many members join based upon, yeah, well, my buddy went to a meeting and he told me I had to go, and now here I am, a 6, 7, 8 year member. So that's a fantastic story to share, Abraham, because you took the pressure off yourself and it actually made it easier, right?
Yeah. And it's everybody's looking for something, and you don't know everybody's story. And then they get into a meeting and maybe they are looking to buy a new home, and we just introduced them to a realtor.
Yep.
So.
And it's that face-to-face referral even when you get them to the meeting, which is awesome. Well, all right, Abraham, let's round this off a little bit. We're running out of time here. Any last words, inspiration, anything you want to throw out there to the listeners?
Yeah, like you said, on Facebook, I like to give some positive stuff anytime I can. And one thing I've been living by is one life. We have one life here on Earth. What happens afterwards, I don't know personally. I've yet to find out. But so you've got one life, make it count. The idea of giver's gain, that's going to make your life more enjoyable. The more you give, the more you gain. Whether it's money, relationships, spiritually, any way that you can give, I feel like you're gaining in some way or another, and finding that and doing what you can while you have the time on this earth. You got one life.
Yep. Couldn't have said it any better myself. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for the listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Abraham, thank you so much for your time today. I always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.